The Bird Show.
All right, so I have a six-year-old, and I know if I was cruising around in my car right now with my six-year-old and I was listening to The Bird Show, I would know that some of the phone calls we're about to take, I would not want him to hear.
Okay.
And this is generally the part of The Bird Show where we just assume kids aren't listening.
Yeah, we try to reserve the more adult material until after now.
I wouldn't say R, but I wouldn't say PG-13. It's somewhere between PG-13 and something more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus.
So Jen told us a story earlier this morning that had all of us, our jaws dropped.
Yes.
Dropped.
Told them about a girlfriend I was talking to.
Can I say it one more time to emphasize? Dropped. It's three times. I was just emphasizing how shocking it was.
Melissa couldn't stop saying, wow.
I know. Wow. I was grinning like, this is funny.
So a friend of mine told me the story that she had been dating this guy about 5 months, thought he was amazing. They were really smitten with each other. Very successful guy, traveled a lot for sales, so was on the road a lot, but did very well. I mean, made presentations in front of hundreds of people. I mean, this is a very successful businessman, you know, owned his own beautiful home, drove a luxury vehicle. I mean, really had it together, right? And they enjoyed hanging out with each other, very athletic, did lots of outdoorsy things together. Everything was going great until one night they had dinner at his house and she was going to stay over and spend the night. It's about 5 months in. And, you know, mind you, this man is 36 years old and she's already told her family. She just adores him. He's great. This is an awesome guy. Finally, she's found this Prince Charming until he says, I really want you to know me, you know, inside and out. I really want to be able to be honest with you.
Oh, that's never a good
sign. And so I really need to tell you something.
Nothing good ever comes out of somebody saying, you know what, I need to be honest with you.
Right, because she was probably bracing for, I'm married. I have to tell you I'm married or something. So she was already like, what could
she was like, great. You know, she was like, what is it? What could it be? It's fine. You know, just, you know, tell me or whatever. When he says, I suck my thumb. And I sleep with a blankie.
36-year-old man.
36 years old.
His whoopee.
And
that's
she was absolutely speechless. She had no idea what to say.
And then still did it again. Wow.
And then he showed her the whoopee.
Our jaws dropped again.
Showed her his whoopee.
Showed her the blankie. And he had some name for it, which I'm not going to say because it might reveal who it is. And
oh
yeah, but this is a guy who lives right here.
So, and right it was here. A deal breaker.
Lucky ladies.
Lucky ladies of Atlanta.
Lucky ladies.
And you say there are no good men in Atlanta. Come on.
He's right there waiting.
So the question we asked earlier, and we took a whole bunch of calls on this, but we had to put four on hold until 8:30, was what was the deal breaker? I mean, everything was going great, and then you finally got to that point in the relationship where you were just comfortable enough revealing exactly who you are. And when he or she did that, you put the brakes on and said, oh, no. I can't live with that. So I'm going to save Tisha for our last call. I'll take three before that. But Tisha's is just going to, it's going to make you stare at your radios and go, good God, this can't be true. It can't be. Because it may be the most shocking call we've ever taken. But I will start with Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right. The deal breaker in your relationship. First of all, how long were you guys going out for?
Okay, we were probably going out about 3 months before this happened.
Okay,
well, you know, we really had never done anything. I was probably about 19. He was the sweetest guy. He was so cute. He was smart. He had a great job. So we go out on this really nice date, and we go back over to his apartment, and we're, you know, starting to kiss and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, this might be it. And he's sitting there, and he starts giggling, and I'm like, okay, is there a problem? What's going on? And he said, you know, I've got this little thing I like to do. And immediately it scared me. I have to be honest. I was like, oh my gosh, what is he going to do to me? All of a sudden, he slips his tongue up my nose.
What?
It was.
Generally speaking, any sexual maneuver that starts with a warning
or a nose
is not going to be good. Is not going to be good for one person.
Oh, that makes me want to rub my nose right now.
That was it. I was done. I was out of there.
Now, here's the funny part about this that women don't know is that, you know, guys will share their moves. As though it's worked on so many different women before that they'll share it with other guys. So this guy is telling a whole bunch of other dudes, look, I got to tell you guys what really works. When you stick your tongue up a woman's nose, she loves it.
No way.
Loves it.
No way. Dude, no, he's not. You're wrong.
So
let me ask you a question. If you're hanging out at the gym, right?
Yeah.
And you say, you know, whatever, to whoever's working out next to you.
Right.
You know, whatever, talk. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys goes, hey, I got to move for you next time you're with your woman. And says that. You laugh in his face, dude.
I've been with the same woman for 14 years. I might just go, yeah, I'll give it a try.
I think that's something you would want to tell someone.
He doesn't tell anyone that.
What if you have a cold or your nose is running? That is just disgusting.
He knows it's weird because he warned her.
I mean, what if there's stuff up there? I mean, you're licking all that stuff.
I have a real pretty nose, evidently. Oh,
did you let him try it at least once, or did you just go, get away from me?
Oh, no, I was out of there. I was gone. That was that. I got up. We were done.
Isn't that one of those neti pot things or whatever?
A neti tongue. A neti tongue.
That would be his alter ego.
Women love it. They love it. All right, that's the least strange of the ones we're going to take.
Oh, God.
Okay? Now, we just have to be, Pam, we got to be really careful here. Because we just got to be really careful with the act that you're going to describe. Just give us sort of the tamed down version.
Generic as you can be.
Okay. Pam?
Okay. Oh, we just wasted a totally good warning with Pam.
How come I can't hear?
Oh, I'm here.
There you go. You're just not talking very loud.
Sorry. So there was this guy. I worked with him. We got to know each other, had lunch. We finally had a proper date. Everything went great. So this is... maybe if you count the time that we spent talking at work and hanging out a few months in. So the first time that I was going to spend the entire evening at his place, mine didn't come with a warning, but during the later portion of the night,
right.
In process, he started going, I think I can, I think I can. And it proceeded to get faster and faster and faster. And for his wrap up, he had to go choo choo.
No, no, no.
He was the little engine that could.
Oh, my
no,
God.
He didn't.
Like, was he being for real?
Yes.
I could just see your eyes. I could just see sort of your eyes getting as wide as they could while he was doing that.
Then take your head out of it.
Did you start chanting, I know I can't, I know I can't, I know I can't?
I know you won't, I know you won't, I know you won't. So,
No way.
Did you sleep with him one time and that was it?
Oh, that was it. Because afterwards I asked him if he always did that. And he said that that was the only way he could make things work.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Therapy.
Well, and I've worked with him after that.
Oh, no, that's right. Did you tell anybody else in the office that story?
Of course you did.
I didn't tell anybody in the office the story, but any of my girlfriends who are listening know exactly who I am.
Yes.
You know what?
Did you name him?
That's going to be a tough thing to overcome at the office because he's going to come and hand you a folder or something and say, hey, do you think you can call these people? And you're going to say, I think I can.
See, in my group of friends, he would be known as the conductor. Like from there on out. Oh, yeah, conductor dude? Yeah, him. Awesome.
How many couples tonight as a joke are going to do that same thing?
Okay, April, awesome. Same warning with you. Please try to be as delicate as you can. I mean, we got a little bit more wiggle room after 8:30. Just be a little careful, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here's a deal breaker. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to one of my mother's friends about 10 years ago, and I will never forget it because it scarred me. We were all in the same congregation. She had just moved to the congregation, and she was a really pretty lady. She met a guy. He was a very good-looking guy, had his own business. And all the sisters in congregation wanted to talk to him, but he wanted to date her. So they dated for about a year, but he always told her, we got to keep this relationship clean. And he finally proposed to her, but they had never been intimate with each other. So after he marries her, on their wedding day, he tells her that his man thing doesn't work and that he was in a bad accident, and that so they can't, they can't do that And also he had like a little attachment that he had to keep on him so that he could use the bathroom.
What do you mean didn't work? You mean
it just wouldn't
work. It wouldn't work?
It wouldn't work. It was like partially removed. It wouldn't work. He couldn't get aroused.
So he had a partially removed, you could say penis.
Penis.
Penis. And yes. And she didn't find that out until after the wedding.
After, yeah, on the honeymoon. She came back. She was devastated.
He didn't want to tell her.
Of course he didn't.
Well, that's just sad.
How did he get the partial penis?
He was in a bad accident. I can't remember. I called my mom this morning. I can't remember if it was in the military or what, but he was in a horrible accident.
Just for the record, any accident involving your penis is a bad accident.
Yes. Especially in a case like that one's sad.
That's sad.
I still
Poor
think
guy.
You need full disclosure before you get married about something like that.
Yeah, it's not fair that he didn't tell her that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your closer. You thought what you just heard was freaky, right?
Choo-choo.
Right.
Hold on here.
I think I can.
How are you going to beat the conductor?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Tisha. And again, I got to ask you, just be as careful as you can about it. This is the deal breaker. How long were you guys going out for?
We probably dated for about 2 months, and we had just kind of come to the point in our relationship where we were intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't, you know, I thought he was a nice guy. I mean, I'm a really nice person. I'm fairly modest. So you can understand the problem. What he wanted to do when I went into the restroom, he wanted, this is the G version, he wanted to assist me like one would assist a child.
What?
And I'll say the W word. He wanted to wipe me.
What?
What?
Oh, it was awful. So that was a deal breaker, of course.
So he says to you, look, I've got this thing, and it was a sexual thing for him?
I don't know if it was an intimate kind of thing. I don't know what it was. We didn't stand. I didn't want to talk about it. I was like, I'm out. Bye, dude. I'm out of here.
Now, what would you call this guy in your group, Jeff?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Queen.
I mean, can you imagine? What do you say?
Wow.
So, what did you say first time?
I don't, you know, what can you say? I mean, you know, he probably heard me. Yeah, I put my shoes on and I was out of there. Grabbed my purse. See ya. And we ran into each other maybe a year later, but I don't think I dated anybody for probably a year and a half.
Yeah, that'll scar you pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought, you know what, I'm done. I got to give myself a break.
Wow.
And he was referring to everything that can be done down there?
No, I think he was referring to like a little pop-in kind of thing. I don't even want to get into something
so
more sophisticated.
That's so, I cannot imagine that.
Thank
I
you
know,
very much.
And he was like a nice guy. I mean, I'm telling you, you have to be so careful.
He's being polite.
He just had this. This was his thing. He just wanted to wipe you. Okay.
I think if you find yourself in a relationship like that, you're obligated to stay with him to remove him from the dating pool for other people.
The Bert Show.
Try not to love this song. There is a lot of pressure on us this morning as the first morning show that Fall Out Boy is going to talk to in their attempt to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. We got to be conscientious of two things before we get them on, okay? First, I think we got to ask them right off the bat, how long do we have with you?
Right.
Okay.
Because if they're doing 57 interviews, this may be 6 seconds long.
Exactly.
And we're wordy.
And we're very wordy.
We know this.
I think I've already proven that since the mics have been on. And the second thing is, I mean, we are going to set the tone for the rest of the industry.
Right.
So if we say something to offend these guys right off the bat, they're going to hate their next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they will no doubt, over the next 24, run into a whole bunch of DJs, because we know our industry is filled with tools, that will ask an offensive question. And it will ruin their next half an hour. We don't want to be that morning show.
Right.
Right? So the pressure is a little bit on us.
Started off on a good foot.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Hey, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
It's 3 a.m. for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we are sprite. We are all just lively right
sprite?
Now. Sprightly. That's just kind of.
I'm feeling like Coke.
Yeah, no, we
And to answer your first question, we have to have 5 minutes, apparently.
5 minutes?
5 minutes, okay.
We're in, we're out. Okay, here's my intention with the five
minutes. That's what she said, but it's like for real.
She can ask for whatever she wants. Who knows what we will get. Here's our intention with this next 5 minutes, is we really feel sort of the pressure to make sure that your first interview in this whole Guinness Book of World Records things is good, because if we anger you guys, that will jack you up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So we want to know specifically, in order to keep you in the good mood for the rest of the industry, what topics are okay for us to talk about, and which ones do you totally want to stay away from?
You know, you can pretty much talk about anything.
Let's not talk about, like, what celebrities my impending baby will be dating. That one always kind of set me off a little bit.
Okay, that's obviously Pete. You're getting that one too much, huh?
You know, it's just a little wild of a question.
Questions of that quality.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, like, you can kind of, like, put your own spin on each of those, and they're, like, all bad.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that there's really not a topic that's off limits, but there's, like, you know, just ways of
asking. Patrick can go to town with, man.
I'll
answer anything, man.
Ask him anything. He's like he's Biden, dude. He'll answer anything.
What's the most ridiculous question you've ever been asked in your, you know, history of doing radio interviews?
Okay, so the other day, you know how the record was originally supposed to come out on November 4th, which is Election Day, obviously, and then now it's going to be on December 16th.
Right.
One of the reasons it changed is because of this question. So, sandwiched between two questions about the election, it was like, you know, what's the importance of young voters, you know, getting out there and voting? Who would you pick between Megan Fox and Jessica Alba? Right, and I was like, dude, come on, man! Like, seriously, like that was kind of a serious question into that. I mean, I don't know. So
my most insane one was, I believe it was an Australian interview, and they asked something about what it would be like, or to make sure that I slapped my sister-in-law's whatever.
Are you kidding? Really?
Next time I saw her, I hung up the phone on him.
See, that's kind of like, I mean, our industry is filled with guys. Like, my theory has always been, like, radio guys, for the most part, are people that never got any kind of attention in high school or college or anything like that. So they finally have a forum where they're in front of a mic, but they're just kind of like dorks, and they just really don't know how to handle themselves very well.
Well, you know, it's always easy to be mean when you have, like, something with you, you know, when you have a microphone or you have, like, a computer in front of you, you know, you can, like...
Yeah, you like, need that. If you have that separation, it's easier to be mean.
But at the same time, I don't want anyone to think that we have it bad. We're really, you know, it's not like I'm...
No, we got it bad.
Oh, poor rock star.
Yeah, I got a hobo bag.
How did the whole concept for this this getting into the Guinness Book of World Records even happen? Because Jen here has a theory that you guys were just partying and like 2:33 in the morning, somebody said, you know what, guys, I got an idea, bro.
we hear the guys in here talk about their crazy bets and stuff all the time. I just imagine you guys sitting on the tour bus like randomly brainstorming this.
No, we had like an idea to play a show in Antarctica and get in the record book that way. And
okay.
That, it kind of went back to, like, you know, being eight and reading the entire Guinness Book of World Records back to, you know, front to back. And we didn't achieve that when we sat in Chile and waited to go to Antarctica. So we realized that we were probably due this amount of radio interviews.
Well, that's one of the things that's funny is that this block of interviews started out, it was booked prior to any of the Guinness stuff. Like a lot.
I think Guinness feels bad for us a little bit.
Yeah,
they want to let us get in. You know,
they want to let us in the club, but we're just not that world record.
We may end up being the Barry Bonds of Guinness.
Guinness is showing mercy on Fall Out Boy.
Totally.
So it's going to be 57 interviews over the next 24 hours?
Over 57.
I think we got to beat 57. That's the number to beat.
You're going to crush it.
Right. Now, does a Guinness representative have to be there with you, or is it something that they will look at after the fact?
It has to be fully documented. There have to be at least six impartial witnesses.
And usually there has to be an adjudicator. I don't know if there is one.
Yeah, and I think everyone has to sign something, and it has to be notarized. I mean, like there are very, very strict rules, as I'm told.
Yeah, it's hard. Because when we were in Chile, we tried to beat a couple other records while trying to go to Antarctica, and they told us that like about 3 or 4 years ago, these guys came along and just beat every record you could beat.
Yeah.
it's impossible. Like, it was like eat four saltines in 30 seconds or something like that. And without at any point drinking water, and you had to show your mouth is clean between each cracker.
Oh.
Impossible. You will literally die trying to beat that record.
And then my manager, Eric, said, he's like, yo, I can do that.
Yeah, and he did it in like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We're like, dude, you are officially like not even in the metal competition right now.
We knew we were going to have you on today, and it started bringing back all these memories of Guinness Book of World Records. So I went and I got one yesterday, and some of the records in here, I mean, you remember reading these when you were like 8 years old?
Yeah.
Check this one out. Longest walk on hands.
How long is it?
870 miles.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I remember the longest fingernails. I forget what it was, but it was crazy. That one was crazy.
That was
that
was the dude on the cover, right? And everybody knew that guy.
Yeah. His fingernails were all curled around.
Longest stilts walk, 3,008 miles.
What?
3,000 miles.
Yeah, man.
That's longer than that Proclaimers song.
I couldn't even do that in one of those, like, what's the little, like, car where you, or not the car, the, like, the bike where
Segway?
You, like, yeah, I couldn't even do that in a Segway.
Well, good luck today. You guys have another, 60 of these things to do, so hopefully we set the tone for the rest of the day.
Oh, we're on time, though. We're over all right.
We're over all right.
Hey, that was a good first one, so thank you very much.
Cool. Yay.
Thanks for popping our cherry.
We told you it was going to hurt. And here's the new song from Fall Out Boy also. When is the album coming out, guys?
December 16th.
December
16th.
16th.
Well, yeah, dude, check it out. I promise you that you may be disappointed, but you should check it out anyway.
A fine endorsement from Fall Out Boy. All right, you guys, good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
Get it. The Bird Show.